Man, I'm not super sure how to start this, but
hey, what's go? I'll start it because it's such a weird day.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, Clipper Nation? It's me, Positive Chuck Mockler,
and I'm William the Opinion Updike, and
we're locked on Clips. You know, for the not sure when we're gonna have another game preview for you, because if you are just hearing somehow on Thursday, the NBA season was suspended.
Yeah. So we're
due to coronavirus.
Kind of unclear what the future is there, but we will keep you updated.
We got content today.
We're gonna bring you today's episode. We're gonna bring you as many episodes as we can about whatever we can.
We got it.
So thank you so much for tuning in. We got a great show for you today. We are obviously gonna talk a little bit at the top.
We're gonna talk a fair amount of off the top about the coronavirus situation
and what's happened, just how quickly everything has progressed. If you haven't heard yet, it's very bizarre. And then we got the glorious return of Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah, letting you know what we want to see more of. Basketball, I would say, is number one on my list.
Is now the overarching,
but also not in a weird way.
And then it's Hot Take Thursday. Everybody who calls in, man, we are.
They feel a lot
so
less hot after what happened, but we're gonna play.
They're heat still. So we're gonna go through. We're gonna get into those. And
we have a return of a legend on Hot Take Thursday.
Oh yeah,
that'll brighten you up. That we're gonna end the episode on that. That'll be a good way to end this whole thing.
All right, so let's get into it.
So yeah, the NBA announced that the season would be suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. Dan Wyke shared a mass text with some insiders, Justin Russo included. Not us. We're not part of that group. They were saying that if a player, so Rudy Gobert tested positive for
COVID-19.
It was right before tip-off of Thunder Jazz.
How were they just testing him then?
I don't know. Thankfully, he was not at the stadium.
Yeah.
Which is good. But I think it was Royce Young tweeted out that, like, right before tip-off, the Thunder doctor came, like, sprinting was the word used, onto the court. And, like, they stopped it and they postponed it and the fans didn't really know what was going on. And then later, it came out.
This kind of all came in waves. It was kind of surreal.
It was just rapid fire of bad news.
Definitely.
Just breadcrumbs of bad things happening. And then later it came out. So they suspended that game. The announcer very ominously said, "You're all safe." Right. And it just felt kind of weird.
That anytime somebody says you're safe, I'm assuming I am not.
Very unsafe. You're safe in their eyes.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it really weird.
They're probably the danger.
Yeah. And then it came out that Gobert did test positive for it. There were some refs who had refed Jazz Raptors game.
Yeah.
Who were reffing other games tonight. And then, I mean, yeah, it all happened very quickly. Yeah, that's where we're at. There's no, at least a month.
I don't know. The progression of this is so fast. It just really makes me wonder what the containment plan is from, I mean, obviously the organization, the association's standpoint.
Yeah.
As well as, you know,
because there was supposed to be a statement the day you're listening to this on Thursday.
Yeah.
About, well, like, if they were going to do closed doors or postpone, and everyone was like, "Oh, we don't want to postpone. Let's do closed doors."
Yeah, and every NBA team presented their plans on Tuesday.
Yeah, the Knicks wanted to keep everything going as usual, which is very funny. But we all kind of thought that it was going to be the closed door situation.
Yeah,
up until a couple hours ago, from when we're recording this.
Yeah, up until the Jazz Thunder game, really.
I
was pretty certain that they would restrict access from fans to the stadiums. Probably limit everything to like broadcast crew and maybe some essential media.
Yeah, we're not even getting that.
Nope.
Just no basketball. As of 6:15, the Jazz and Thunder were under quarantine in the OKC arena. So, I haven't seen anything to say that they are out of it currently, as we're recording this at 7:25 p.m. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's not really much news to report. Season ticket holders, I think Warriors season ticket holders, or some ticket holders are getting refunded. Some people were asking about that.
Yeah. I'm not sure how they're going to shake all that out, but it seems like everybody should be refunded.
Yeah, there's got to be something in some clause or something.
Or you'll, I don't know, you'll get the tickets for whenever they reschedule everything, which seems like it's going to be a whole nother nightmare.
Yeah, because you think about the rescheduling thing, and it was like, I was just laughing because there was a tweet today from Woj or somebody that was like, oh yeah, the NBA asked all the stadiums to send in their schedules to see if they could work
through July.
July, see if they could work around things. And I'm thinking about the Staples Center sending in their schedule and being like, okay, move some stuff around and see if you can fit. Rearrange 15 NBA games in the Staples Center between two teams and an NHL team and concerts.
Yeah, absolutely. I have no idea what's going to end up happening.
I'm really happy that that plan that they had to play games in places that hadn't tested for coronavirus didn't happen.
Yeah, neutral.
'Cause that was a bad plan.
I thought the neutral site plan was by far the worst option.
That sounds like a plan thought up by JF Coronavirus.
It's an inside job.
It gets out, you know what I mean?
It's an inside job.
No, I mean, I don't know, but that's where it stands. Clippers basketball is suspended probably for at least a month. You know, let us know how you feel about it. Most fans, I think, are pretty on board with it being... Well, because like you said, the fact that, I think a lot of people are kind of turning to these sports leagues and as of the authority on what is happening and kind of how we should be reacting, which is weird and it's odd, but...
I don't know. And, I mean, just an NBA player becoming infected was, for the league, the worst possible scenario.
Absolutely.
The absolute worst imaginable scenario. And, you know, pretty much that would mean, if not the end of the season, you know, a serious suspension. And
pretty
we saw
good
exactly
of it.
That. I guess I do commend the league for acting quickly. It's still...
One of the few... this was a by-the-seat-of-their-pants decision.
Yeah.
And those sometimes don't go well. This one went well.
Yeah.
I think. You know what? You know what? I'm going to say this, though.
What's that?
It's got to happen the year the Clippers get.
It feels like our luck, right?
No, it's not our luck. That's it's just one of those things where you're like, well, let's delay it. I hope it's a postponement.
Yeah.
I think everyone hopes it's a postponement.
No, it can't just be over.
It can't just be over.
It can't just be... That's not fair.
It's not how it works. But then again, I mean, the NBA has dealt with now two unprecedented situations.
Yeah.
In the history of the league.
Yeah.
Within 6 months of each other. We'll see.
We will see.
Everyone also wash your hands.
Yeah.
If you have some hand sanitizer, throw some on right now.
Yeah. I mean, we don't mean to be, once again, we don't mean to be alarmist or anything. It's just...
Can't hurt.
It's just something we have to talk about.
The NBA is canceled because of it.
Yeah, it's big news. It affects the two of us very directly and affects all you guys listening to this too.
So. Yeah, we'll keep you guys updated. About what's going on with coronavirus. There's going to be... this just happened literally 1 minute ago. The Kings and Pelicans have an issue at the Golden 1 Center. One of the refs who's on the docket was on the crew for Monday's game between Jazz and Toronto. The Pelicans are pushing hard for this game not to be played. Team officials are on standby. The Kings are already on the court. Tip off in around 5 minutes. No Pelicans are on the court.
Wow.
Better strap in for some basketball-less weeks, it seems like.
Yeah, 100%. Hunker down.
Everyone stay safe. Stay hydrated.
Watch some
YouTube clips. Get some vitamin C. Coming up after this, we're going to be talking some stuff we had planned to talk about.
Thirsty Thursday.
What a good time right after this.
All right, guys.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. We're going to continue on doing the show. We hope that you still enjoy listening.
This part's a bit irrelevant.
Yeah.
For being totally honest.
If we're being totally honest.
We wrote it out.
I think we're extra thirsty for it because who knows when it's going to happen.
Who knows when we get to see it again. I was thirsty.
You still are.
I still am. To get a glimpse of what the Clippers playoff rotations and defensive sets were going to look like. Okay. Even more so now, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we still get to see it.
Here's some lineup numbers that mean absolutely nothing currently. The most played fourth quarter lineup we had was Bev, Lou, Kawhi, Paul George, and Trez. It was around like 25 minutes.
Okay.
Net rating of 6.8. 101 offensive rating. 94 defensive rating.
Doesn't jump off the page.
But absolutely solid. But the defensive rating.
But solid.
The defensive rating is what you like to see.
The defensive rating is definitely surprising. And that's a respectable net rating for sure.
Here's one that I want to see more of. Bev, Lou, Kawhi, Jamichael, Trez.
All right.
It's got an absurd net rating.
What do you got?
69.5.
Nice.
It has a 142.2 offensive rating and a 72.7 defensive rating. It has only played 5 less minutes than the most played fourth quarter lineup that I just mentioned, but it has a higher overall rebound percentage and has a top 3 assist to turnover ratio of the most played fourth quarter lineups.
Wow.
It's a very extreme sample size, but you know what? Given everything that's going on, let's just pretend we can extrapolate it.
You can extrapolate it for sure.
It's very contingent on Green and Bev shooting 100%. I'm surprised it has this many minutes if I'm just looking at it. It's mostly because PG's been...
I was going to say, what if you pop PG in the Lou spot?
Oh, in the Lou spot? I like that.
Just keep the defense a little bit bolstered. I think pretty much any ball handler, Bev, PG, or Kawhi can have chemistry with Trez. I just, you know, I think that he's an easy big man to pass to.
For sure.
He's going to finish it.
He's going to finish it. Or he sure is all going to try.
Yeah.
You know he's not going to try and throw a loose pass out there.
That's true.
But no, I just kind of wanted to see a glimpse of it back when basketball was happening. Yeah, it just would have been cool. Would like to dock. I'm glad he didn't show his cards. Doesn't really seem like it would have mattered from this point on. But would like to have seen this team kind of a little bit just like in like that playoff mode.
Yeah.
Not that they hadn't been playing hard. But definitely. There's a different gear.
Definitely.
What do you got?
I'm thirsty for Morris to get back to being Marcus Morris.
Same here.
He was shooting 44% on 6 threes a game back in New York. And he's currently shooting 28% on 5 three-point attempts per game. So one less attempt, almost half the efficiency. Yeah. And as a career shooter, he's averaged throughout his career 4 attempts, 37%. So still much higher than what we're seeing right now. It wasn't just like an outlier. I mean, it was his best three-point shooting season in New York, but the current numbers with the Clippers team are his worst numbers other than his first year, his rookie year. So I don't know. I'm thirsty to see him get that groove back. One thing that is interesting is
I chalk that up to growing pains
for sure. Yeah,
Reggie is going through the growing pains in a good way right now, where he's shooting absolutely absurd. And Marcus Morris is going through it the opposite way. You know, some kids get taller and still have their center of gravity. Some kids don't.
Do you think it's because the shots aren't contested enough?
I like that theory. Well, I always like that theory because if you look at the NBA three-point contest, a lot of those guys aren't used to just a wide open shot.
Yeah.
Like they need a hand in their face, or like, you know, like if JJ Redick's in three-point contest now, he would literally have to take it like catching a pass, jumping while he caught it, falling to the side and shooting it.
I mean, I kind of feel that way about Shamet, is that like when he's in motion, maybe it's just because it looks so impressive, but I feel like he's a little bit better of a shooter moving.
No, yeah, I like that.
Which makes sense. It's definitely a different skill set to kind of camp out. But one weird thing is he has been more efficient from two. So he's currently at 50%. Versus 44%. And the thing that's interesting is it's on a smaller sample size. This is 4.5 attempts a game versus 9. So he's still staying in rhythm, but it makes me a little bit worried Because yeah. if he's efficiently making these twos, I'm worried that he's going to try to take more.
No, I agree with that. It's a mini Carmelo problem.
Yeah.
You're so used to one thing. If it's going well, why would you change it?
Yeah,
definitely. Quick update on that Kings-Pelicans game. Canceled.
Not a surprise.
Not a surprise. You want to hear something that I put in the notes? Let's do my other one first. I want Trez to get his own shoe or be a free shoe agent again.
He's got some time to consider it.
He does. So he's on Reebok. And their athletic roster is mostly like musicians and like Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
What's the harm in giving him his own shoe?
Definitely.
They're like, their basketball Instagram is like not verified. They got a lot of, I don't know.
Trez and some crazy eights would be cool.
But I want Trez to have his own shoe. You know what I mean? Like, I want the Trez.
Yeah. No. I see what you mean. That's definitely fair.
He's had some crazy colorways, and we get to see him wear cool shoes now. They're just Reeboks. And look, while I do appreciate the odd Reebok every now and then.
You despise Reeboks.
I don't despise.
Be honest.
I don't despise.
You told me that you hate Reeboks more than any other shoe.
On my feet, yes. This is not on my feet. I'm looking at it on someone's feet. But he used to have some absurd colorways of things.
Definitely. He was into like the custom painted shoes and stuff.
Yes. Too. And now, I don't know. This is a useless thirst. It was even before the abrupt suspension of the season.
No, it's great. This is great content. This is great
input. I just like seeing him in the colorway. Like, either give him a signature shoe or have him have that clause that cool, like really sweet athletes get where, like, you know, you're on our team, but you can use any equipment you want. Like Tiger Woods had that with his clubs. But Nike was like, we'll just make you one of one club, so it's fine. But Trez should get his own shoe or go free agent, I think.
What about this idea?
I'm glad he's not an and one anymore.
What if coaches got shoe deals?
I'm all for it. That's the best idea I've ever heard in my life.
I think that'd be so tight.
Who has the best shoe if coaches get a shoe deal?
I think that Pop hires a good design team. And he's like...
Pop just hires Tinker Hatfield. He's just like, hey, you did Jordans.
And he's just flexing. He's just Pop, normal Pop, subdued Pop, not trying to impress anybody Pop, but the shoes...
But they look good.
The shoes are looking great.
They look great, but they don't... They're not loud.
Yeah.
You catch them and you're like, oh, wow.
Oh.
Those look really good.
Damn.
No, I'm on board with that.
What do you think Doc's would be like?
I don't know. Something bad.
You think they'd be bad?
Yeah. They'd just be regular ass shoes.
I'm picturing they'd something like...
They'd be like generic shoe one and like a player creation screen.
I'm picturing them something like a Nike Monarch, but higher.
Oof, I don't like that.
I mean, I'm not saying it's good. This is just what I'm picturing.
He's wearing Cortezes, but they're like high tops. And you're like, what?
Okay, wow. I think that would be dope.
That's a whole other discussion.
That's like a blazer. Okay, Doc, if his shoe was close to a blazer...
It's not like a blazer, because Cortez's have a way different toe. Look, you're getting a tiny preview of what the pod might be like with no basketball. Here's a thirst that I put in here that really did not age well. And I cannot stress this enough. I put this in here at like 2 p.m. today. I said, I want the NBA season to hopefully not be shortened. And the notes were, anything that can be done to keep people safe should, obviously... But the cosmic timing of this hurts a little bit. Of course, the year the Clippers have their best shot in the history for a chip, the coronavirus is attempting to ravage the world. That one didn't come true.
Yeah.
Still, man, a little surreal.
It is. That's the perfect word for it. I mean, just how quickly this whole thing progressed. I don't know.
It's a lot.
It just hit home a lot harder today than I guess it had ever before.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
I've just never been a part of, like, I guess, like
a pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, not
in I don't mean to laugh, but like it's absurd.
Like, seriously though, not in a way that's like affected my daily life.
No. It's intense.
Yeah,
but hey, we got each other, so that's a good thing. Clippers fans got Clippers fans.
That's right. That's
all fans
right.
of basketball. Anything else on this Thirsty Thursday?
Nah, I'm thirsty for everybody out there to stay safe. Yeah.
Thirsty for some clarity. But yeah, coming up after this, oh man, we got classic hot take Thursday. Some of these no longer relevant in any way. We apologize for that. Actually, I don't apologize for that. It's not our fault. One more time coming up after this. Just some fantastic user-submitted voicemails.
All right, so it's Hot Take Thursday. Thank you, everybody, who came in with your hot take. We will still be taking those every Wednesday.
Look, it could be about anything at this point.
At this point, we're reaching.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just dive right into it. We got a petrol bomb, basically, from Prince Yuki 92.
Interesting choice of words.
It was slow at work today. The thesaurus was out.
Thesaurus.
All right, yeah, listen to what Prince Yuki 92 has to say.
Nah, guys, big fan of the podcast. Clippers fan all the way from the Bahamas. And my hot take is the Lakers do not make it past the second round of the playoffs this season. My second hot take is Doc is going to end up switching Marcus Morris into the second unit, possibly in the remaining weeks of the season, as he tries to formulate to see whether or not, you know, Morris will perform better in the second unit as opposed to the first. But yeah, that's it. Again, love the podcast. Go Clippers.
Wow.
Lakers not making it out of the second round.
So look, we got to address that first.
Yeah, no shit. Only if they end up playing the Rockets. Right? Like,
yeah, so if the Rockets move into that 4-5...
Which, hey, who knows when that's going to happen?
No, she's a negative.
I'm not being negative.
When the Rockets really move into that 4-5 territory...
I like that.
That, I guess I'm a little bit worrisome about. I feel like the Lakers have more or less locked up the one. I kind of don't see us chasing them at this point.
For the foreseeable future, absolutely not. All right. That's the last one. That's the last one. I don't know. I would love. I mean, the Rockets are a nightmare second round matchup for any team,
except the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, except the Warriors. But if things were to progress normally, the Rockets would be the worst to play. You just don't know what you're gonna get. The confidence of a Rockets team after winning the first round, it's just like, I don't know. And the city would show up for the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely.
Playing an LA team.
Definitely.
Especially the Clippers. Like,
no, the Rockets played the... I think they'd be in the... They were.
But I'm saying... I just meant in the terms of any team.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean? Because it's most likely going to be one of the LA teams.
I do not want to see the Rockets in the second round.
No, not at all. And what about the second take about Morris getting moved to the bench?
I don't see it.
I don't know about that. He trusts him so much implicitly already.
And while, I mean, admittedly, even in this episode, I haven't been super happy with the returns thus far.
Yeah.
I mean, I think when we return to action, I would be very surprised if the trend that he's currently in continues, just in terms of efficiency.
For sure.
I don't know. He's, you know, like a career 38 or 39% shooter. To me, that just doesn't go away, barring getting too old or a massive injury.
Oof, too old. I mean, I agree with that. All right, Kevin from Inglewood has something to say about Trez.
Hey, guys, this is Kevin from Inglewood. My hot take is about Trez. Actually, that we should have traded Trez before the trade deadline. Furthermore, we should have traded Trez and tried to get somebody like Steven Adams to come in and be our starting center, who would have been a physical presence down low and actually would have been able to possibly give some of those attributes to a very high-ceiling, team-friendly contract-having zoo. Thanks.
I don't know. I don't like this one. It's hot, which I appreciate. Kevin from Inglewood.
I mean, there was... for sure talk in the fan base. I don't know how serious it was in the organization. It seems, given his usage, that the intent is to either re-sign Trez in this offseason, whenever that may come, or run him into the ground.
We didn't even talk about how the cap's going to be affected. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, I mean, it's this thing of Trez just improved so much.
Yeah,
definitely. Like, there are things that need to be improved, obviously, but wanting any player to be that perfect, I think, is a lot to ask, which I feel like I've done in the past, maybe with Trez.
Yeah, well, and we have to, the thing is, you have to remove Steve Adams, or I even feel like a Steve Adams type, because all those guys are paid so much more vastly than what Trez is currently making.
Yeah, like he mentioned, like, a team-friendly contract. Talk about a team-friendly contract.
Yeah.
Montrezl Harrell is up there with Lou Williams with the most team-friendly contracts in the league.
Yeah, currently. So it wouldn't...
I'd argue of all time, actually.
Yeah. Oh, fair, absolutely. Right? I mean, for value provided, 100%.
For sure.
It's just one of those situations where I don't feel like there was a positive trade out there for Trez in terms of a return that you could get. Truly,
yeah, it's that thing where, truly, like, it's almost like the uncanny valley of contracts.
Yeah.
Where the player is so good compared to their single millions digit contract.
Yes.
That you can't possibly get a good return.
You can't get a good return unless you attach something else. And, like, even still.
And then what's the point of,
yeah,
the trade?
I mean, because we're already assuming that, you know, Morris is in the works. So the contract match that you had in Mo is out. So I don't really know where you're figuring, like, where you could figure out the rest of the matching salary. Obviously, you could go, maybe you could go for somebody like a Rashawn Holmes or something like that. I don't think that's a big enough improvement.
Not even close.
To warrant the trade.
Not at all. And then to end this Hot Take Thursday, we got the return of an unnamed legend, I would say.
Bro, it's a Clippers town,
this
bro.
Is a Clippers town, bro.
This is exactly what everyone in Clipper Nation, in NBA fandom, needs right now.
Also, Prince Yuki 92 asked me to send him this is a Clippers town, bro, chopped up into just like a 2-second clip. Mm-hmm. If you want it, you can actually DM us, because it won't let me send it over the Twitter DM, but I can email it to you.
Yeah.
So DM me your email. It can be a burner email. That makes total sense.
Uh-huh.
I will send you this is a Clippers town, bro, just so you can remember the good times.
Yes.
All right. So the unnamed legend returns. Would love to know who this person is. I have a couple guesses. But let's see what he has to say.
Listen, bro, it's me again. I know that everybody thinks I'm going to backtrack on what I said because of one minor blip. Okay, bro, let's get real. I am nowhere near worried about what happened on Sunday, okay? LeBron James and Anthony Davis needed Avery freaking Bradley to bail them out, okay? My confidence level is higher than ever. All right, bro. It's still clips in 3 till I die, bro. I'll hang up and listen.
All right.
He's not worried.
Doubling down
100%. Confidence level higher than it's ever been.
Makes sense.
He had 2 collars popped when he recorded this one.
Man, do you remember when that was the look? Like, you would wear Absolutely. 2 different polos, contrasting, man.
I didn't wear 2. I wore 1 rugby.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath
the polo?
No, not at all. I just wore a rug. I didn't have 2 shirts on, is what I'm saying. I only had 1 collar.
Then you're not, you know.
But I had the rugby with the popped collar.
Yeah, I mean, 1 popped collar is fine. 2, I think, is even finer.
No one was doing that.
No, that was a trend.
I didn't see anyone. I never saw anyone with the 2.
I mean, it was, you know, it was for a wealthier
clientele. It seemed like a city thing.
It was for a wealthier clientele.
Yeah. People who could afford 2 polo shirts.
I mean,
to wear it once?
100%.
You do that every day, that's 14 polo shirts. I mean, how did you feel about the Lakers? Because I know, like, Carl Tart talked about it. He was like, yeah, I feel confident. A bunch of people were like, yeah, whatever, that's a good loss. Like, we played horribly. They needed Avery Bradley, like, unnamed legend one said.
Yeah, I mean, I like... I like him citing the Avery Bradley thing. I feel like...
Citing makes it sound so much more professional.
What do you mean? It was a citation.
I guess. It wasn't MLA.
It's so funny to me when things are like, you must know MLA formatting. And it's like, you mean a basic requirement?
All right, man, we're getting off the rails. All right, come on. Look.
Anyways.
Where was your confidence level?
I mean, I agree. I think that you know, there's no such thing as a good loss, I guess.
For sure.
But that was pretty darn close.
That was a lot. That was like a logical loss.
Yeah.
It made sense that we lost that game. If you just look at the stat sheet.
If we had lost it by 24 points, the difference that Avery Bradley had, I would be more concerned.
That's a very good way to put it. Anything else in those Hot Take Thursday / shavings? Bit of a weird ep, bit of a weird night for most people. We're recording this also the night that everything happened, so.
Bit of a weird time. I mean, I guess. I don't know, man. Like, what?
Watch some highlights.
Watch some highlights. What's going to happen? I just keep thinking about the people like who aren't millionaires, like the trainers and all the people who work.
Oh, I thought you meant in general. I was like, dude.
Like, I mean, I just mean like all the trainers. Like, no, for sure. All the people who are in contact with players.
Hourly
like,
employees.
Yeah. Like,
of stadiums.
Yeah, if this stuff is spread to them. And
shout out Mark Cuban for saying they're going to set up a fund.
Yeah.
Every owner should probably do that.
Definitely. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen for the organization if something ends up happening to a fan at any one of these games. Not to get grim on this. I'm sorry. End with something positive.
Yeah, I was saying, watch some highlights. Watch some highlights. We're going to be coming at you guys. We're going to try and keep this thing going daily. There's probably going to be updates every day. Players are going to get into antics with the time off. I'm very sure. Hope everyone's
watching. We'll be in antics.
Absolutely. Friday's show, not entirely sure yet. We're going to bring you. It was going to be a couple of game previews, but those are up in the air as of now. Postponed. TBD.
Side note, isn't Antics an Interpol album? It's really good.
Sure. Could be.
Pretty sure it's the second. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we'll come back next week as Locked On Interpol. We are going to do a Love, Marry, Kill.
Yeah.
For Friday's episode.
I mean, we got it.
It's going to be a good time. Thank you so much for hanging out. If it's the first time you're listening to this podcast, you picked a really weird time to start following the NBA. Best of luck to you. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, all those good things. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.